This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just in, New Orleans police say they are dealing with a mass casualty incident after a car reportedly plowed into people. Police in New Orleans, details to come. Meanwhile, the world is ringing in the new year. The new year has arrived, and in New York's Times Square, they cheered the arrival of 2025 as the ball dropped. The AP's Donna Warder takes us around the world.
In Brazil, a fireworks display at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro.
Es muy mágico, es una cosa increíble, wow.
Tourist Alejandro Lagareta called the celebration magical.
Помыслы.
And in Moscow,
наших близких, миллионов людей.
Russian President Vladimir Putin addressed the nation, especially the families of Russian soldiers, calling them true heroes who've taken on the great military work of defending Russia. I'm Donna Warder.
President-elect Trump was at a New Year's Eve party at his Mar-a-Lago club in Florida, where reporters asked him if he plans to attend the funeral of former President Jimmy Carter.
Do you plan to go to President Carter's funeral?
I do. I'll be there. We were invited.
I'll be there, he said, in case you didn't catch that. The AP's Haya Panjwani says Jimmy Carter is being warmly remembered in Georgia.
Residents of Columbus, Georgia, near Jimmy Carter's hometown of Plains, are remembering personal interactions they had with the 39th president during and after his one term. Robert Watkins Jr., who remembers his grandmother being invited to Carter's inauguration, remembers how accessible the former president was to those who lived in the area.
I think everybody's grandmother was invited to the inauguration, though. Everybody has a Rosalind Carter story or a Jimmy Carter story.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. Now to allegations of disinformation before the elections. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The U.S. is slapping sanctions on Russian and Iranian groups over efforts to target American voters with disinformation. American intelligence has accused both Moscow and Tehran of trying to manipulate voters and undermine trust in elections. The Treasury Department says these sanctions are on organizations that work to stoke divisions among Americans. It says the Russian group's director worked closely with Moscow's military intelligence, and that the Iranian group is a subsidiary of Tehran's Revolutionary Guard. U.S. intelligence officials say while Russia tried to prop up eventual winner Donald Trump, Iran tried to oppose him. Both nations say they did not try to influence the election's outcome. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.